I'm speaking with Fanny Silva of Objective.
We are a non-profit focusing on access to nationality and democratic participation of non-Belgian people in Belgium. We have seen that a lot of people that don't have a Belgian nationality are not aware that they can vote in some elections, and we wanted to make a broader forum compared to what we did in 2014, which were only forums focusing on nationality. So we want to raise awareness about democratic participation even when you're not Belgian. Online we have our website, which is allrights.be.
Allrights.be.
Yeah, so allrights.be.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
I'm speaking with Tom Huddleston. What is MPG?
MPG is a European think tank that's trying to help improve our integration policies all across Europe.
Okay, now you are from the United States.
Yeah, I originally came here in 2006, and I saw Brussels as my home. I settled down. I became a Belgian citizen myself. I've voted in the elections, and so I personally believe that it is really important to actually become politically active in the place you're living.
What is the process like to become naturalized Belgian?
The process used to be very discretionary if you had to go through the parliament after 3 years. Now the procedure is pretty straightforward. You just have to get the documents together, but there are requirements which are slightly complicated, and we realized there are a lot of myths, a lot of misinformation, and so we thought it was important not only to give people all the proper information, but to really give them individual advice and to encourage them and explain to them why citizenship, why voting, why political participation is important. You can go to allrights.be, and there Objectif has created a very simple tool that lets you understand if you meet all of the requirements. And then I would tell you, even if you don't meet the requirements, there are a lot of easy things that you can do to meet the requirements. There are lots of organizations here that can offer language classes, that can offer integration courses, that can help you figure out if you can meet the rules.
What was your reason for coming to Brussels?
My reason for coming to Brussels was I personally believe a lot in the future of Europe. I think that we have a lot of energy, a lot of ideas of social justice, a great history to carry on, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Thank you.
My pleasure.